It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. And when Charles Dickens wrote those words, he was talking about a revolution. And I couldn't think of something more appropriate for me to describe my seminary experience, which was also a revolution of sorts. I walked into seminary 6 years ago, not quite 10 like John, and I had a smirk and a swagger and this bright red punk rock hair that I still think is pretty cool. And I was sure that I knew everything I needed to know for ministry. I just needed my degree. That was then. I stand before you now with more of a limp than a swagger, without the smirk, and the only highlights in my hair are the tinsel strands that come with age and occasionally wisdom. The past few years, a great deal of life has unfolded for me personally, for all of us graduating, and I'm sure for everyone in this room. I mean, I got married. We celebrated as some of us got married. Some of us had kids. Some of us had many kids. Some saw the blessings and joy of fruitful ministry. We shared aha moments in classes. We laughed, and we learned the theological significance of Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas. I'm serious. Then there were other days. Classes were more like support groups as we prayed for students who lost loved ones, who lost their jobs, who lost their homes. And I know that every single one of us lost our confidence at some point as we tried to hammer out one last paper that just wouldn't come. We lost our confidence that God had really called us to ministry or to counseling, and we would never finish seminary. And as I reflect on seminary, two thoughts swim to my head. One, Jesus is King, and two, who you are is your ministry. Throughout seminary, we would frequently pander to Dr. Tuck by answering Jesus is King no matter what the question. Students, let's see if you learned. What was sender's intended meaning? Who wrote the Gospel of John? Do you want to take your break now or later? Now. You always would throw in Jesus as King, though, because you'd get the extra 5 minutes at the end. But I found as life unfolded, Jesus as King became less the rote answer that I'd give to please my teacher and more the solid foundation on which to build my life and my ministry. I had to cling to it. Jesus is King in the best of times and in the worst of times. He's King in my wisdom and in my foolishness, in the spring of hope and in the winter of despair. Jesus is King. Another phrase I heard often and committed to memory was, who you are is your ministry. I thought I knew who I was coming into seminary. I thought I was the sum of my skills and accomplishments, my personality, my experience. I was wrong. I am not a master of divinity, lofty as that sounds. I'm not a wife, a daughter, funny, smart, or cool, though I don't think you guys were really thinking that at all. I'm not my job or lack thereof. When all of that is stripped away, and indeed it will be, who I am is His. Who you are is His. Beloved children of the King, and nothing can pluck you from His hand. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can pluck you from His hand. No, nothing in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all of creation, will ever be able to separate us from King Jesus our Lord. Jesus is King and we are His. Can you imagine how your life would be different if you got this. I mean, really got it. We would no longer be slaves, cowering, fearful slaves to this world's definition of success, to numbers, to having a certain cultivated image. We would be free. Free to follow our King, free to sit at his feet, and free to live a life that beckons other people to do the same thing. So my prayer for you as we graduate and for everyone in this room is that I pray that you would live and move and minister with purpose and confidence that can only come from knowing to the depth of your being that Jesus is King and you are his.